Welcome to Bad Role Models, where every so often we crawl out of our Google Hangouts, meet in person, and play the crappy, C-level, forgotten role-playing games from the 80s that nobody else wants to play, and we do it live in front of an audience, like we did at our Austin's Armadillo Con. This was August 2022, and we had a very good time. We hope you did too. Apologies in advance for the sound quality, but, you know, it happens.
A designated production.
All right, so we jump into the USS Widrow, where they, I'm going to let Captain Dazzleworth bring us in with the captain's log.
All right. Can you hear me? No? Okay. Captain's log. We have just finished our vacation on the leisure planet of Ryza. Having taken an extensive five-day leave from our duties, our crew members are ready to return to our next mission.
All right, so in the beginning, everybody's rested and relaxed. Captain Dazzleworth, what kind of a garb do you have? What's your vacay outfit? What's your vacay fashion?
You know, I like a loose, flowy outfit, and, you know, I just like to put my captaining behind me sometimes and just take it easy, yeah.
A little bit of skiing. Anybody else have anything fun they did for their vacation?
I went to the duty-free shops.
Just a little?
Yeah, you know, ramen and brandy and stuff, you know, in big packs.
I tried to run a vaccination clinic, but a bunch of teenagers stole all the drugs. They just make you healthy. It's not like they make you feel anything.
Yeah.
So you're just about to settle into your duties, getting ready to ship off, and Thorogs comes to our wonderful Captain Dazzleworth with a request.
I gotta light up another one of my Orion smoke sticks here. I'm feeling a little bit angry and a little bit betrayed. I also got something stolen from me, and it's kind of important. I need it back. And I was hoping, Captain, that I could get your blessing, maybe an away team to help me get it back.
Oh, yeah. You sound like really disturbed, and we need you functioning at 100%. So if this is going to help get you back to where you need, like, feel free to take who you want to take.
Yeah, thank you. It's really, like, my mental health is really important for the running of this ship.
Yeah.
My God, you will remember it. I tell you that. So, yeah, can you guys come with me?
Sure.
So it's, here's the situation. I got something stolen from me. It's very important to me. It's currently what did you say it was? It was in my intel tells me it was in a casino. Is that right?
Yeah, it's in a Telluride casino.
The Telluride casino. It's
in Lounge.
In Lounge. And here's my plan. So these phasers, I don't know if you knew this, but they have a disintegration feature. We should just beam down, disintegrate everybody. I mean, like, why would you use kill? You're just leaving evidence. I mean,
hold on now.
We'll extra disintegrate, and then we'll just go. We'll just tear the place apart. We'll find my stuff, and we'll get out of there.
Well, what stuff are we talking about?
It's really important to me.
We're a post-capitalist society. Are you sure you?
I mean, it's
is it insulin, Thorabs? Is it insulin? Are you feeling that?
Okay. So, all right. So you're.
Is it something for vacation? Is that what it was, Thorabs?
So, I mean, I know you guys look at me every day. And just eat up my Orion's, just eat through your eyes every day.
He doesn't wear a shirt. He somehow got around Federation regulations.
Yeah. Take a second to describe your character.
Yeah, the way I say it is, if it's a Class M planet, I'm not wearing a shirt. And it's the only thing I'm wearing, other than, well, I mean, like the pants, of course, and of course my phaser 7 disintegrate, is like a green sash right across the diagonal across my rippling torso. And then it's got some traditional Orion insignia, and of course it's got sort of like bandolier style, like traditional Orion knives. So, a couple of those knives are gone, and they're very important to my people. Okay.
All right. All
it's
right.
Like, it's like a cultural thing. Don't judge me.
No. It's a cultural thing. You have to respect that.
I don't play the cultural thing every day for a reason.
Yeah. Well, you talk about being an Orion a lot. But.
Yeah. Well, this is an excuse for you to look at my chest.
Your cabin is all mirrors on the walls and the ceiling.
That's traditional.
Okay, well, it sounds like this needs to be a little bit off the records kind of a situation, but I don't know if, in all honesty, I can let you terrorize these people. So I think I'm going to try to help out and keep you on task, right? Because we can't go around disintegrating people. Like, that is, like, in the rule book. Like, first thing you learn in captain school is don't disintegrate people.
Don't worry. I've got a secondary plan.
Okay.
Intelligence check?
On him?
You've got a long way to go.
An intelligence check to figure out what the situation is.
Oh. Yeah.
You can borrow my dice.
I do have dice.
Oh, here.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Trevor's here.
Oh, okay.
Right, here's Matt.
How do we do an intelligence check?
Okay, so okay. You use your intelligence to find the thing on your sheet that says int.
I know. Hard to see. Okay.
Yeah, it says int, and then
Ryan's are salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, then use a percentile die. If you get underneath the int,
then you're
smart.
Yeah. I don't think I passed.
What'd you get?
66. My intelligence is 59.
Oh, all right. You passed.
Oh, I did.
No,
oh,
okay.
He's over it. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed.
Okay.
So, all right, I got a secondary plan. We can't use the phasers. We'll just send a photon torpedo. Just blow everything up. There's no evidence.
You can't do that for Ryza, all planets.
Well, we can't do it for every planet.
I know, but Ryza, come on.
Yeah, no. Try again. Do you have a third plan, or is that is that what we got to choose?
Okay, clearly we go down. We dress up as casino patrons. You do a heist.
Yeah, that was my third plan.
I can do a very convincing drunk person.
Yeah, you were raised on. Your mother is a lounge singer, as I recall.
Yes.
You were raised in casinos and lounges.
Yeah.
All across the galaxy.
I was.
Yeah. Captain Dustworth, right about now, you get a notice. You notice that on the chit chat, on the captain's log, that you get the sense that the Federation is on its way to that same lounge to raid it.
Oh, hey, this is a sweetie. I'm down here in the engineering. I you guys forgot to tell me you were going on vacation down there, Roger. Yeah. So, anyway, I just picked up here in the long range scanner. There's like a Federation cruiser coming in pretty fast. Oh boy, yeah, it's coming in fast. It's like just burning it up, you know, burning up that warp.
All right.
Looks like you have 35 minutes.
All right,
35
minutes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, guys. I'll put the timer up here. 35 minutes. That we'll probably say that's how long you got before they come over here, right? So okay. 34:55.
Cool.
All right. Well, maybe we should get going. But sweetie, I did get you a shirt that says my captain went to Ryza, and the only thing they brought was his chili shirt. So, at least we have that.
I got that extra large for me. That's fine. I'm sure it'll be good. All
right.
Guys, ready? Energize.
Great. We're back on Ryza.
So you're back on Ryza, it's Bonnie, and you know that you make your way, basically you're at the doors of this Telluride run casino and lounge act, and you're as soon as you get in, you're hit by the sound of mellow stomping music. For those of you who aren't in the know, this is a lounge act, but yet there's a stomping mosh pit right in the middle of it, and all along the sides there are grannies, you know, hitting those levers, making that money. In the back is an office with a security guard in the back.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's me actually. I left a comm open to Sweeney for a bit there. I don't know. You guys have like a regular heist thing you guys do? Normally, I just shoot people and disintegrate. But I was thinking that like I could. My thing as an Orion is interpretive dance. So I was going to just go jump into that mosh stomp pit and just dazzle everybody.
If you could
distract them, yeah.
Yeah, we can kind of question people after you kind of loosen them up with your, like, transfix them with your dance.
Yeah.
Do you want to
give us a dance? Tell us about this dance.
Or show us.
I step out on the floor, and all eyes are on me. I just point my toes, hold my arms above my head. I am shaved everywhere, people. Everywhere. And the lights are cascading down my beautiful green body. And I take the first step. It's perfect. A perfect step. And everybody takes a gasp. And I start to work it.
I'm gonna need a roll from you,
Chan. Yes, and now I will do my
charisma.
I show my artistic ability dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your charisma?
So I've got charisma of 56 and then artistic ability dance 18.
Okay.
So you might want to do.
So when you said that lounge stomp is your forte, or would you say that it's not?
It's normally like full orchestral. There's like lots of lots of brass.
Okay, we're gonna give you a bonus of plus 10, so you gotta get below a 65.
Alright. 74.
Oh no!
And that's when I tripped.
Yeah.
I had no idea that everybody been out there just been drooling and sweating.
Yeah.
Record scratch.
Right. So let me get this straight.
Sorry, gotta get
done. All right,
I'm okay.
The Telluride owner of the club, of this lounge club, he comes up and he's like, "I'm gonna stop you right there. You're taking over the dance floor. You're obnoxious, and you better wear a shirt, buddy."
What? Nobody's told me that before.
Yeah.
All right.
Disgusting! You've got four nipples.
those are actually stabs. they do look like nipples in this light. Sorry.
Well, you gotta get out of here, man.
Hey, listen, let me just do like, let me spend money at your tables and just spend money and drink and just let my sorrows just. Just pour out on the floor.
Show me the money. How much money you got on your sheet?
I don't have money. Do I have my guy with pockets? I've got an Orion family crest gold emblem here on my
what is it?
My
okay.
Sash. You can take that.
Okay.
Cash it in.
Captain, you're hearing the chatter on the with your transponder about these ships coming in.
All right, y'all, we got to get moving. The ships are on our way. Is this a coincidence that they're coming here to raid this planet? Like, I don't know.
Wait, you can do an intelligence check.
Let me do an intelligence check.
What's
because
your intelligence?
Mine is 70.
70? Oh, okay. On a roll below a 70.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, percentile down.
Percentile down.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any of those there. But, can you have it?
Let me know if you have enough dye.
I have enough. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got 98.
Woohoo!
Oh,
so
many.
Okay. Yeah, you don't know. It could be anything.
It could be anything.
They didn't tell us.
No, they didn't.
All right. Can we see, like, who's around? Does anyone look kind of suspicious?
Grannies. So
grannies are always kind of suspicious. They usually kind of fly below the radar.
Exactly.
But I'm not counting them out.
Do I know this Orion?
Yeah, you know this Orion.
Oh, do I know?
Yeah, you do. You look a little bit closer and he looks an awful lot like you, Thorabs.
Oh my God, is it my more beautiful twin?
You know what? It is your more beautiful twin. Kugler! Kugler's in the corner!
Kugler? Okay, oh, it's
Kugler. Your more beautiful, more evil brother, Kugler.
I have a lot of questions for this guy.
Dude, what do you do?
I mean, not even about the mission. I just want to know about growing up with him.
All right.
What do you do?
I need to talk to Kugler. I need backup.
Oh.
I need him.
Okay, you have better charisma than I do, and you probably do too. I can do something else.
Hey, Chuck, just follow my lead.
Okay.
Remember, just reach into that Vulcan training of yours.
Yeah.
And say to yourself,
I was trained by Vulcans as an experiment.
That's not what you should say. You should say to yourself, I'm a freaking Gorn, man. I'm a savage dragon brother freaker. Savage dragon, that's another really good name.
That does sound like a logical approach to take.
Yeah, so just follow my lead, and when I say so, I'm going to push you at him and you just bite him. Well, he's too good looking. We should take him down a notch. Just a few bites right here. Oh.
Right, he's pulling the slop with the granny, so okay. He hasn't noticed you yet.
Okay, I walk up behind Kugler, and I let my Orion pheromones just wrap around him. Wait for him to recognize that I'm there. Yes, that's what the pheromones sound like when they squirt out of me.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I think that about does it. So, yeah.
So we won.
he's pulling those levers, and then he says, and he sits there, and he says, Thorabs, you motherfucker! Turns around.
What's the low-down monkey freaking pile of green goo guy doing here?
Cold cocks you in the face.
Oh. Okay, as I stumble back, I push Chud at him.
Oh. This isn't like that border fight, you know. I just grab him and I say, hey, can you two just talk? Let's talk this out.
What? This is how my family says hello! What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're like, hey. I know. I'm like, this guy, he doesn't even know that getting a Gorn to bite somebody is the funnest thing ever. Yeah. Give me the Gorn.
I'm trying to get out of that scene.
Yeah, so, man, what brings you here, Kugler?
Funny you should ask, Thorabs. I think we both know what's up.
I'm here for the stuff.
Darn right, I'm here for the stuff. You think you could take off with our family knives and just get away with it?
Yeah, well, I mean, they do look better on me than they looked on you.
He pulls from his pocket a sharp stiletto with your insignia on it, with your private insignia. I knew you were in trouble, baby brother.
We don't have much time, actually. Do you know where they are?
Listen, ever since you joined that Federation, I knew you were up to no good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was even before then. What are you talking about? You know me.
What are you doing with these squares, man? You gotta get out of here. You gotta come back with me and be a smuggler again.
Well, that's a good life, but sometimes you just gotta put down roots, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, Thorab is a valuable asset to our crew.
Yeah, he's kind of scared me.
You know, sometimes it's hip to be square. Okay?
What do you think is on these knives, buddy?
All right, I changed my mind.
Blood.
I'm going back to Orion.
Federation blood. Just like usual.
Let me take things a little bigger picture. There is what's going on at this casino exactly?
I don't know what's going on in this casino. I just knew my brother. I just heard rumors that my brother was here. And when I came in, I found the body of a Federation officer.
Oh, that explains.
Whoa. The stakes just got a little bit higher, and I was trying to have a good time and maybe play a couple nickel slots, but now we are talking something serious. We got to figure out what's going on.
Who are you?
Where's his body?
Who are you even?
Where's the body? Yes, I'm
He's
captain. Yes, captain of the ship.
Oh, excuse me.
Could you take us to the body, please?
Sure. Yeah, so he leads you to the back office, and in the office is a dead Federation officer, an admiral no less.
Oh no!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Do we recognize
and
him?
Deep in his back is Thorab's stiletto knife.
Oh dear!
That's not gonna look good.
I can't believe this admiral stole my knife.
Dr. Van Allen, could you do a little bit of an autopsy on this corpse for us?
Sure, let's see. Oh, gosh. Well, he does have the standard two admiral's hearts. Looks like he got him in the left one.
Yikes.
Yeah. The other heart could not carry the load and died shortly after the first heart.
Wow.
But what I can't figure out is that doesn't look like Orion's knife. I've seen that knife every day at all those breakfasts, all those godforsaken hungover seminars we had to go to. And
yes,
the insignia just doesn't look right to me. I don't know what it is. I don't know. These old eyes are just, oh, God, I don't know, but... My professional medical equipment is in stand-up at court, but I don't know if that's his knife, to be sure. I'd love to tell you.
Do you want to do a medical check? Do you want to do a forensics check? Does anybody
want to... What do I need to roll?
What's your number?
74 intelligence.
All right, that's a 46. That passes.
All right.
So, yeah. So, actually, if you look a little closer, you would notice that it is indeed Thorab's stiletto knife.
Sorry, buddy.
My stiletto shoes are in a different angle.
You get up to some wild stuff on vacation, Thorab.
Yeah.
What happens on Rise stays on Rise.
So, you've got 18 more minutes before the ship.
Oh, yeah, clear his name.
Oh, yeah, guys, it's only 18 more minutes out, that ship there, the cruiser from the Starfleet. And boy, I don't know what you guys are doing down there, but I mean, I can just tell from the long distance scanner, these guys are mad.
Thank you, sweetie.
It's his special powers as a Minnesotan.
Oh yeah, I can sense somebody who's being passive aggressive from 5 light years out. So it's like it's a thing that I zoom in on.
Yeah,
What you want to do is, you know, go down to the planet. That's the first thing you want to do.
I want to go down there. I want to be up here when they're here, but maybe I want to be up. Maybe I'm just going to weigh anchor, see you guys later. I mean, I'm in the engine room. I don't know what the rest of you guys are doing. I pretty much control the damn ship.
Look, sweetie. If you want a keychain from the planet, you just need to cooperate, be quiet, and let us do our job, okay?
Right. Sorry. I don't mean to, like, distract you guys. I know you got, like, really important work up there in the bridge. You got, like, all sorts of dramas and, you know, spaceships to shoot at and stuff. And they're always breaking stuff that I got to fix. But I mean, maybe, yeah, I don't know. You just
right.
I don't want to get in your way. You just hurry up now, okay?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, it's only 1659 as we left to get here.
Captain, as you look a little bit closer, you see this admiral is a man who has been on your tail for the last year. He's criticized you deeply and has been responsible for trying on at least two separate occasions to rid you of your title.
Mm.
And it's becoming, you've wondered about where this beef's coming from, but it is, it's the guy.
This is the guy. Yeah. Little does he know, I don't really even want to be captain to begin with, but, like, I'm not going to have somebody tell me that I can't do something, so, like, I can't
be a suspect.
I mean, I can have a little bit of a temper, too, like, you know, working with some of these people after it kind of wears on you. But, I think it's not looking good for us. Like, we have a couple people with some motivation. We got some else's.
Everybody's born.
Yeah.
So
I think we're going to maybe keep this on wraps for the next 15 minutes.
and
let me see if we can figure out what's going on. Because, like, obviously the fingers are pointing at us right now.
We do have the disintegration rays.
We do.
Right, now you're thinking. Yeah.
I think it might be better if we try to clear our names.
We can clear our names. Let's try to clear our names.
This goes against every Hippocratic ideal I've got, but what would everyone think if we put him behind a desk and put sunglasses on him? Sort of propped him up and made it look like he was on the phone.
I mean, that wouldn't make sense. I mean, you've seen the movie Weekend at Rigel.
Yeah. We would definitely be doing a Weekend at Rigel here. So maybe that's the thing to do.
Awesome.
Okay.
Did you get your stilettos?
Oh, I'll just take these back. If you don't mind. We don't have to disintegrate nothing. Yeah, and then, does anybody have a rag? Or, like, some sort of, like, Chad, I know you've got, like, some glasses wipes, right? I just want to clean these off.
Here you go.
Okay. And, let's slip these back right here in my little mustache.
Well, somebody must have seen him come here and know something about him. So let's go back out and see if we can figure out what he was doing here.
There is one other idea that we could check camera footage.
Oh, let's check some camera footage, too.
The Tellarite, once you ask him, he's like, I don't pay for that. That costs money. But I did see your man over here talking to the admiral. They seem to be in a heated argument.
You're so with his brother.
No. I don't know, maybe.
For Tellarite, all his Orions look the same. It's a little offensive. I mean, those freaking weird face Teller eyes guy.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if you get out of here right now and come with me, this could be over automatically. I'll get you out of here. You don't have to worry with these squares anymore.
What are you talking about? I got like a spaceship. I don't need to go with you. It's got the finest Swedish engineer. We can go as fast as we want.
They're going to send you up the river. They're going to make you go to jail for what you did.
Only if you talk.
Thora, you're looking at automatic break time here. Let's see what the guy's got.
Okay. All right, what's your name, Telluride, weird face guy?
Well, no, you're talking to your brother right now.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
You've got a planet.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you talking about? Yeah, dude, here's what we do. You and me.
Yeah.
Cooler.
Okay.
You take your shirt off.
Okay.
And I'm going to rip this sash in half.
He takes his shirt off and it's better than your. It's got a six pack, and then it's got that little ridge.
The ridge.
Yeah,
the funnel.
Yeah.
Brother Mustard's modeling. He's really got an amazing physique there, Thor.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to say. Medically, I mean, I'm sure he's flawless inside.
Well, maybe he hasn't been spending the past few months on a Federation cruiser filled with freaking, like matter replicators that can make as many hot fudge sundaes as I want every time I'm fat.
Yeah. Or whiskey sours.
All right, but yeah, here, you take this other half of the my sash, and then we'll just walk back to back. Everybody will think we're the same guy. Just come back. We'll have Sweetie transport us up. With you gone, there's no witnesses.
Wait, I'm not getting on a stinking ship. I got my own ship. Are you sure? Are you sure this is the only way?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you could go on your own ship. I didn't realize that. Yeah, go away.
Do you know something, Thorabs? Like, what happened to this guy?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta tell me.
Listen.
You know, we go way back. Come on.
Well, so sometimes when people steal knives, they put them in pockets on their back, and then when they lean back in the chair, they just get stabbed a little bit.
Does anybody
want to
do an intelligence check?
Yeah, somebody who can roll an intelligence check.
Or a luck check, even.
Here, I'll give it up to you. I made it.
You did?
Yeah, 64-69.
Okay. I think that you recognize that the only way you're going to get out of this is if you come clean with your teammates. That you're looking at murder.
So, all right. So, are you familiar with the term cultural relativity?
So, enlighten us, Thorabs.
So, when you know, like, on in the Federation, you've got this little thing called murder. But if you're an Orion, and there's somebody who's done something very terrible to somebody who's part of your family, somebody that you're close to, somebody who, frankly, might look better than you. You may feel
I have to rub on your shoulder. It's okay.
Thank you. Both shoulders, please.
Okay.
Just rub it. And sure. There's a little bit of pheromone there still. So you may feel that you need to pursue the sacred Orion ritual of Revenge Thor, which is very much like your revenge, but it's like more awesome. And this admiral, I don't know if you knew what he did, but let's just say that sometimes knives just stick into people who deserve it.
Wow. You do remember taking a Federation oath, don't you? I think somewhere in there was like, no having fun killing people kind of.
You know, they forgot to put that in.
Did they? All right, well, if there's a loophole, you would know about it.
Well, guys, you only got 8 minutes and 22 seconds to wrap it up, whatever you're doing down there, come to some sort of decision, whatever you're doing. So I'm going to juice up these warp coils so we can just get out of here and just lickety-split as soon as possible.
I guess I could put on the autopsy report that he broke out in knives. I don't know. I don't know if it'll stand up in court, but it'll get us off this rock.
Amazing. So,
it's your call, Dan. It's your call.
Wow. Yeah.
As you're trying to figure out the plans for how to hide the body,
are we? I mean, you've been an interesting person to have around.
I was almost going to say that about you, but I would have said it condescendingly.
I get that a lot. But I'm very sorry. I've been trying to get away from my born heritage of violence and, you know, we, laying our eggs in people, you know, that stuff.
But, sure, sexy.
And now here I am, you know, you're asking us to cover up this murder, this barbaric thing you've done.
I mean, there's covering up murder, and then there's, like, doing a made of solid. You know what I'm saying?
Thorns, as you're looking around and trying to make excuses, you notice that the Tellarite has some guns that are also distinctly Orion in appearance, and they look like they might belong to your brother.
Wait, the Tellarite? So
the Tellarite.
The casino.
Casino. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, wrinkly face weird guy, where'd you get those weapons?
I got them from the Admiral. Why do you ask?
Wait, you got that from the Admiral?
Yeah, what's the deal? I thought you were gonna sell me some. I thought the Admiral and you were gonna sell me some Kugler were gonna sell me some arms.
So arms, weapons, dealing too?
Yeah.
Listen, the Admiral was.
There's only so much money can be had in a lounge. Yeah, we've been buying weapons from Kugler and his buddy the Admiral for the last year.
Can you put that in writing?
Yeah.
So no,
I know it's not exactly going to dogs, but that's
not.
Pretty shady.
That is pretty shady. Yeah. I think we need to look a little bit more into this because maybe you did have a reason.
Did you know this?
If you're not, you got to be straight with us because, yeah, we have 5 minutes now. We got
5 minutes. 4:59 now. It's 4 minutes. What's 4 minutes? 54 seconds. Yeah.
I mean, as the captain, like, if we can't figure this out, I'm gonna have to report this because I can't let this go on. This is just a very egregious offense. So if you have
something, like the Admiral's been a pretty egregious offense.
Yes.
So okay. Well, yeah. Why don't you guys just report the Admiral? I'm gonna go back up to the ship. I'll see you.
All right, little brother. Just one time, I'll take the hit for you. But this is the last time. At the end of your session, you gotta come and work with me again.
All right, fine. Yeah, well, you've got diplomatic immunity, right? You can probably go, right?
No, man, I should do what I want.
Oh, right, that's even better.
Oh, shit.
Hey, who's the older one, anyway?
I'm the older one. He's a little baby brother.
By 45 seconds, I think it was.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's a little bit more crispy than me. But in the oven.
I've been taking care of you for years.
Fine, you take the hit from me, brother.
All right.
And,
I love you, man.
I am going to take these two crew members back to the ship. If bodies get disintegrated, if bodies don't get disintegrated while you're down on the planet by yourself, I have no idea what's going on, so.
Yeah. Sometimes science officer log about this and just delete it.
Party right. To beam up.
Yep. All right, brother. So you're gonna come with me in about 6 months' time at the end of your rotation?
Yes, I guess I owe you or something. Yeah. Since it's like, but yeah, I mean, you did listen to what I said. Sometimes somebody is just like family. And for me, that's Captain Dazzleworth.
Oh, man. Is that me?
You're not the family I chose. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, man.
Yeah.
She'll never know the sacrifice you made for her.
No. Well, I mean, to be fair, I did try to weasel out of it.
That's true.
So, and pretty much have. So, you know, for an Orion, that's like 100%.
Well, she's a sucker, and so are all of them for not figuring out who you really are.
They'll never know. Do you see that corn guy? He, like, literally breathes through his mouth all day long.
He gives you the biggest noogie. He gives you a very violent noogie. He's, all right, you get out of here. I'm going to take the heat for you.
Thanks, bro.
I'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah, try not to disintegrate too many Starfleet officers.
All right.
Yeah, you can maim them.
All right.
Tight beam on that phaser, bro. All right,
get out of here.
All right, sweetie, take me up. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Take you up there. Up to the ship. Yep. It'll take you a little while, though. Sometimes I'm just, like, flipping around in these switches. I don't know. I could, like...
With that touch screen. Right?
I could make it come up, like, inside out, or, like, maybe, like, filled with cheese. Nobody really knows.
You can turn on
the screen. Okay, I don't think it's working this time.
All right.
Do you have one of those Captain catchphrases yet? I forget.
Yeah.
We don't.
You know, does the audience have any suggestions?
We ain't got anywhere else better to be.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bad role models are GM Kim Hill, Nikki Drayden as Captain Dowserworth, Matthew Bay as Chief Security Thorab, Jamie Manus as Dr. Augustus Orion Van Allen, Freddie Mercenary as First Officer Utrier, and me, S.G. Wilson, as Chud, the science guy. We're going to keep this baby a-trekking into the next Armadillo Con, coming up in August 2023. That's August 4th if you happen to be listening to this at the right time. Come check us out. I believe it's Friday night. We'll be on the schedule. Thanks again to Armadillo Con for hosting us. Anyway, as always, stay bad and keep on rolling.